The criminal justice system has a set of rights created to protect you. But do you think it's really protecting us? You had a right to remain silent, but that really means you had a right to be silenced, doubted, interrogated, suspected. The color of your skin can and will be used against you in a court of law. In their hands, we're incarcerated 5 times more often than white people convicted for the same crimes. You have a right to an attorney during questioning. In some states, 80% of criminal defendants can't even afford an attorney. So an overworked public defender controls your fate. One government employee, countless lives at stake. You had a right to be innocent until proven guilty. But somehow, about 47% of the wrongly convicted are black. And if they do prove you're guilty, they're gonna write you a run-on sentence, on average 20% longer than white defendants accused of the same crime. Even if you get out, you're still not free. When you're an ex-con, they had a right to deny you a bank account, deny you a mortgage, deny you a job, deny your vote. And if you don't remain perfect, with the smallest slip-up, smallest infraction, the most honest mistake, you're gonna join us, the 80% who come back to prison within 5 years, as I did. That's when you realize they didn't bring us here to thrive. They brought us here to build this. The plantation and the prison are actually no different. The past is the present. It ain't no coincidence. This was the plan since abolition, to keep us subjugated by creating this system. But I believe in a different set of rights. The right to stand up and be heard. The right to reform a broken justice system and build a new future. We had the right to be silent. Now it's our right to speak up. Do you understand these rights as I read them to you?
This right here for my oodles and noodles babies. His mom was smoking crack while she was pregnant, so he can't even help that he crazy. He going to jail is inevitable. For real. Ain't had nobody to give me no hope. I hope my mama ain't doing no coke. I used to wish that my daddy was living. I had a dream that I seen him a ghost. I used to end up when I went to school. Thought it was cool, but I really was hurt. Wanted my family to cut in my games. My mama could make it cause she was at work. Remember my grandma, she took me to church. Really, no, I ain't wanna go. Remember I kissed my aunt in the casket and her forehead was cold. I was like 4 years old. We couldn't afford no clothes. It was hand-me-down. Who would think a get a Grammy now? Got a black judge trying to tear me down. All his jail time probably wear me down. Turn the lights off in the bathroom. Screaming bloody, bloody, bloody Mary now. Having nightmares about Candyman. With the tool on me like a handyman. Kill my little cousin, I'm like, damn it, man. Had to see the footage on the cameraman. On the pavement with his brains out. With the white sheet, he was laid out. Want to ask, yeah, is this a choice? It was like this when I came out. What the
What's going on? It's your man, Ronnie B. Welcome to the 3 Degrees Podcast, where we talk about food, sports, and culture.
This is your girl, O'Shanel, back and better. She is a queen of a woman.
It's your boy, Mike K. Smith, also known as A-Kiss, back better than ever. Let's get it.
So there has been a lot of buzz going on around this Championships album, Meek Mill. Let's talk about it.
No, let's talk about our Eagles first, because, you know, the Super Bowl champs, they actually 5-6 right now. But
6-6, boy, nobody care about the Eagles.
Oh, man, all right.
Meek Mill dropped Championships. The album was fresh. A lot of people are saying it's album of the year. I don't know about that, but I know it's a top 5 album of 2018. I believe next year he's going to get a Grammy nomination.
Powerful.
Because we know that the nomination is already set for this upcoming year. But it was very, very, very different and very, very powerful, I must say.
Most definitely. You got a man who came from the slums and just hit us with some power for the streets, for politicians, for, you know, the courtroom. He just had a track for everybody.
My favorite track was Trauma, and my favorite line is King like Martin Luther.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I heard somebody compare Meek to Martin Luther King, by the way.
Meek Luther King, but yeah, it's the reason why they're doing that, because he's talking a lot about politics. He's talking a lot about how prison is really just a new version of slavery, like the plantation, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. He was on CNN. And he's been very, very, he's grown a lot, you know, from when he first came out to now. And you're seeing that growth, and him being in prison actually was a good thing, because he came out with a new mindset.
Most definitely. Hit the ground rolling.
And sometimes we got to go through those struggles and those obstacles
right.
to reach what, you know, God has really called us to do.
Yeah.
It seems like Meek Mill is on another level than he was.
He really before. Was praying for times like this to rap like this.
Yeah,
you feel me?
It's actually a great thing. It's a platform for unfair treatment by a broken criminal justice system. And it's honestly, this actually hits home for me because I have a family member who's incarcerated.
Okay.
And he actually cannot be released until he has, like, a place to go. And it's like, it's unfair because he already done his time.
Mm-hmm,
so now he's just being there waiting just for an address. So I feel like it's really unfair these days. So him having this voice for this platform for people who's incarcerated, right on.
No, that's crazy. Sorry, you know, first and foremost, you know, sorry that's going on your behalf. Meek's definitely speaking up for the people, and he's definitely trying to be an icon and the voice for those who don't have a voice or reason.
Mm-hmm.
So Meek's definitely came strong with this album through his music, and he's using this platform to get him to where he is. A lot of people don't really necessarily use their platforms. You got, you know, 6ix9ine who just had a RICO. And just by being affiliated, he's going to jail, you know, and that's crazy, you know. So
yeah, a lot of these young cats, growing up thinking it's cool to pretend like you really about that life and you're not really about that life, and you growing up shooting and joining gangs and stuff.
But yeah.
A lot of that. I want to also say, it's a lot of that happens because of circumstances as well. So they love to say that, you know, not everybody has a choice. I mean, you have a choice, but you don't have a choice, because when all you know is, like, joining a gang or being on the corner to survive, to hustle, because you got to put food on the table because you ain't got no dad. Your mom working 2 to 3 jobs.
Yeah.
Your mom out doing things that she not supposed to do. You got to take care of your mother, your brother, your sister. So a lot of that is due to the systematic structure of
what the government has set up for, you know, our people.
Yeah, and we have to be strong enough to break those cycles.
Yeah,
personally, break those cycles. Put yourself in situations where you're surrounded by people that you want to be like, stronger and mentally stronger to uphold yourself, to have an example, be an example.
Most definitely.
So I definitely think Meek Mill is being the right example.
Icon of the year. Shout out to Meek.
Absolutely. And since we're talking about...
Hey, kids don't like when I talk about... when I call Meek an icon, but...
Icon of the year. I don't mind it. I'm just saying, but just not get crazy.
I mean, I've been seeing his vision and seeing, you know, where he's come from, and I'm very proud of where the people... where he's at right now as a person.
All right. We got it. So if he inspires you to be great, then be great. Greatness must be in the air because Michelle Obama just dropped her recent memoir, Becoming.
Okay.
And she sold over 2 million books just within the 15 days of it releasing. Isn't that amazing?
That's real black girl magic right there.
Extraordinary.
Shout out to Miss Obama.
Oh my gosh.
That's a beautiful thing.
Have you read the book?
I have the book here, actually.
At least you bought it to support.
Yes, I completely supported.
So are you just carrying it?
No, I just started. Give me time. I bought it yesterday. Give me time. But so just skimming through it, it's basically about how she was raised to be outspoken and unafraid. She came from the South Side of Chicago. And she takes us on her journey of grief, resilience, as she strives to live authentically with personal growth and a voice in service. So with that said, since everybody's going through this personal journey of becoming,
mm-hmm.
who are you guys becoming?
Who are you becoming? Let's start with that.
Me?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. I believe as a queen of a woman that I've been putting out there, I'm becoming a voice to be powerful within my purpose and mm-hmm. what I believe and strongly believe in, what God is gearing me towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting with my poetry. And okay. I'm actually planning to self-publish that within the next couple of months.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Congrats.
Shout out to Chanel. You have a
date set for anybody?
No specific date, but I do know it will be January.
Okay.
Yes.
Dope. January 1, can I get some, like, the 30th? You know.
She just said she didn't have a date, and you asked her what date it is. She said January.
Because then once I put a date, I know I'm like, listen, now this date has to be the date. Yeah, so, okay. And I don't want to have to go back and forth. So,
yeah, just
stay tuned. Too,
so, I feel you. All about that creative power.
No doubt. I like Obama. I like Miss Michelle. She speaks very highly of all the episodes that I've seen her on, like Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, those platforms.
Yeah, I kind of skipped the question
about
the becoming.
Yo, first of all, I got a question. So as queen of a woman, do you call yourself queen of a woman because that's like your alter ego?
So God placed that in my heart and it stuck with me. It just never went away. And as I overcame anxiety and basically figuring out who I was during college, I'm like, you know what? This resonates with who I am becoming, a queen of a woman. So, you know, you speak what you are into existence. And so if you consistently say something and affirm something, it's going to happen.
No doubt.
So as long as I say it and as long as I believe it, that's exactly what I'm going to become.
Okay. So are you going to change your name to Queen of a Woman?
No, you still know me as Chanel.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to do it like Diddy. I'm Love now.
Right.
And speaking of Diddy, I want to say
Condolences
to, you know, his family.
Can we just give a moment of silence in the air? Okay.
Beautiful woman, Kim Porter, rest in peace.
Very beautiful. Another black, powerful woman. But to get back to the
Who we're becoming. Hey, kids, who you becoming, bro?
I guess I'm becoming... I feel like I know myself.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at the age where I am comfortable in my own skin.
I feel like becoming has nothing to do with you being confused with who you are. You can know who you are, but still be becoming better in whatever that version you consider yourself in right now.
I consider myself... I consider myself being the...
Are you the best version of yourself that you can be right now?
As of right now, yes, because all I can do is improve and grow, you know. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a hard question, to be honest. But when I think of becoming, I think of somebody that's like...
Are you on a path to become the person that you're looking to be?
I really just live my life day by day.
Okay.
Trying to be better than the next day.
So. Yeah. You know, you got that 5-month plan where, you know, you set your goals out there and you possibly want to make sure that you're still attaining your goals on a daily basis. So, you know, are those things lining up properly?
I mean, you talking to me? You talking to Chanel? Or you just talking about in general?
I answered the question.
I mean, everybody's striving, got things they're striving to do, goals they're setting and stuff like that. But it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, that's a hard question to answer, really. I'm just, like I said, I live my life day by day trying to be the best me.
All right, Ronnie B, you.
Hey,
who are you becoming?
I'm becoming Agent Baines. And day by day, I make sure that I add up to where I need to be. I make sure that my 24 hours are maximized. I do have a struggle with procrastination. I work best when I have minimal time, though.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely be better at that. But, you know, I'm growing as Agent Baines. I'm growing as Ronnie B.
To be honest, I really don't like this question because I feel that people get so caught up of trying to become something that they forget to live life in the present. Like,
oh, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Focus on being the best you right now, not focus on the best person you're going to be later in the future. And I feel like a lot of people get caught up in, I got to have this figured out by this time, deadlines. And time is really a thing that nobody is not really guaranteed.
Time is an illusion.
You know?
It's crazy because people stress about where they're at in their lives and they may not be able to match up to the time frame that they set for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Every day you wake up, that's a new opportunity.
Yes.
So all that, it's good to have goals and aspirations, but you have to remember to focus on your day-to-day life.
Earlier today, I seen in my group chat, my boys put a post in. It said at 23 years old, J.K. Rowling was broke. Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Amazon, was flipping burgers at Burger King. Walt Disney had declared for bankruptcy, and Barack Obama was a community organizer. So,
and Michelle Obama just got fired.
That's a fact.
Michelle Obama, what's Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah
Winfrey had just got fired from something.
But Michelle, where was she working?
She was in a law firm.
At 23?
Like an intern. Don't quote me.
Okay. You got the book, you know.
I didn't finish yet. Listen, y'all gonna stop coming from my head.
What were you saying, Ronnie B?
Yeah, man. Don't stress your age bracket. Don't stress anything that you're going through, because people do get stressed over the time frame of where they need to be at in their lives.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
Go Sixers.
Anyways, be great. Sports, women in hip hop, all aspects of whatever you're doing. Change the game. Be the woman, have the voice. Change the society that we in, this male dominated society. It shouldn't be that way anymore.
I agree.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to 3 Degrees Podcast. It's your man, Ronnie B.
This your boy, Mike K. Smith, also known as A-Kiss.
This is your girl, Chanel. Oh, Chanel, back and better. She is a queen of a woman, and we are out.
Thank you for them tacos earlier. Peace.
Peace. Thank you. Get over.